good to have you along for the conversation as we continue here. Vladimir Putin, you know, continues to run roughshod in Ukraine, but he gets rebuffed, he gets pushed back. It's been quite a challenge, to say the least. He's some major setbacks for Russia, the Russian army. Why did he do it? Did he think he was going to get it back? Did he think it would be easy? It's been a disaster for Russia and Ukraine. The United States has poured in tens of billions of dollars, much to my chagrin. I don't agree with any of that. But I have a guest coming up who says if that's what they want, that's what they should get. A cold war, that's what Russia wants. An unprovoked but not unanticipated war rages in Ukraine. Many people say it's entirely of Vladimir Putin's making. I don't necessarily agree with that. I think provocation has something to do with it, and there's a fair amount of it from NATO to Vladimir Putin. It's never a binary choice of here's what happened, it was either this or that. No, there are a lot of things that build up to the point of a war starting. I'm certainly not taking Putin's side, but I'm also not saying that NATO was guiltless in any of it, because I don't believe they were. I don't believe they were. And we're waiting for Francis Rooney, a Republican member of the U.S. House of Representatives. He was representing Florida's 19th Congressional District for two terms, also served as the ambassador to the Holy See from 2005 until 2008. And he'll be joining us here in a bit to talk about this. With the sanctions of the U.S. and the European Union imposing great hardship now on Russia, you wonder how far this is going to go. And right now, we're going to wait and see if we can get him tuned in. Any progress there? No progress.
Oh, yeah, the Skype problem. I'm still working on it.
All right. So we're going to set that aside for a moment and look to a couple of different things. I was telling you about this at the top of the program. Mexican drug cartel members attacked a police station. This is how out of control Mexico has gotten. This is how out of control it has gotten in Mexico. The cartels really run the border. If you go down and ask a lot of the Border Patrol folks and the people there, Mexican drug cartels run the border. How else can you explain all the fentanyl, all the methamphetamines, all the heroin, all the other drugs pouring into this country? Guanajuato has the highest number of homicides of any of the 32 states in Mexico. Guanajuato. I think that's the way it would be pronounced, but I'm not sure about that. My Spanish is a little weak. At least 8 members of a Mexican drug cartel, though, are dead after they tried to attack a police station. Happened Sunday. We were met with officers who actually returned fire. This doesn't happen very often. The Mexican police officers returned fire and said, no, we're done with it. If you had more of this, you know, if we didn't send $80 billion to Ukraine, we could help the Mexicans defend themselves against drug cartels and the people that are human trafficking and shipping poison into our country and illegal people into our country and sex slaves into our country. If we spent $80 billion on that effort, we might be successful. But instead, we're sending it to Ukraine to defend their border against Vladimir Putin. Ukrainians seem to be doing just fine, by the way. Our border, not so much. Police officers patrol the streets in Mexico, and local media reports said the attackers traveled in 2 stolen white vans, firing high-caliber weapons into the police building. Celaya Public Safety Secretary Jesus Rivera Peralta told La Honda that the officers responded to the aggression and organized a response, a real response. And they hammered it in. Officers killed 2 of the assailants in front of the station. The state public security forces pursued the surviving attackers to a nearby building where another shootout occurred, and 6 more were killed.
We have them ready.
Absolutely remarkable that the Mexican police actually fought back. It's so corrupt, it doesn't happen very often. It is so corrupt that it doesn't happen very often. So this is a it's an exception, not a rule. It's an exception, not a rule. All right. So back to where we were. Francis Rooney is a Republican member of the U.S. House of Representatives from 2017 through 2021. He has also served as an ambassador to the Holy See from 2005 until 2008. And he says if Putin wants a Cold War, we should give him one. Francis, good to have you back. I'm not sure quite what to call you, Mr. Ambassador, Congressman, whatever works for you. Yeah, I'm not hearing him very well right now, but let's see if we can get that figured out. You say if Vladimir Putin wants a Cold War, we should give him one. Why do you say that?
Well, I think it's a non-military way of retaliation for his invasion. You know, the containment strategy that Dean Acheson and his team put in place in the Cold War in 1948, the Truman Doctrine, worked quite well to lock up the Iron Curtain countries into their own kind of economic cesspool, and finally they degenerated from within. I wonder if the Russian people are going to like returning to that kind of economy after 30 years of Western goods and services.
I'm going to guess they're not going to like it at all. In fact, we've heard a lot about people running from the Russian lines, just fleeing the Russian army, folding as many as they can into Poland and elsewhere. So it doesn't sound like they're very enthused about it at all to begin with. And from all accounts, the Russian army isn't at all what I would have expected, sir. They have done exceptionally poorly, right?
I think that's been one of the very big surprises is how poor the Russian army is in terms of fighting, command, organization, discipline. They're not much of an army at all. They might as well hire a bunch of people from Nicaragua or somewhere.
Yeah. You know, it makes me think, sir, and you know better than I, but it makes me think that on the back end of this, if Putin doesn't do something incredibly reckless like use nuclear weapons, if Russia just basically gets punished and pushed and punished and pushed back over the border into Russia with incredible losses, it could be a turning point in that country's history. Maybe they say, you know what, it's time to turn toward Western values more than we have currently. Is that a possibility?
Well, it certainly might create more and more increasing asymmetry between Putin and his group and the people of Russia who might want to do that.
And that would be my point, because to me, yeah. And I'm going to hold you through the break if that's okay, because we got started a little bit late here. But what I think, what I certainly think is that going back to World War II, for example, America and Russia, we may not be friends, but we are much more natural allies to control the spread of China and the Chinese Communist Party. Because China will gobble up Russia at some point, and the Russians know that. America and Russia, at some point in the future, I believe, will end up standing on the same side. Let that sit for a moment. Consider that idea. And I'll be back in a moment. Francis Rooney, Republican member of the U.S. House for two terms from Florida's 19th Congressional District. Also, ambassador to the Holy See from 2005 until 2008. The Russian question when we continue here on the Steve Gerber Show. Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan Water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com. bluebird.com.
Bluebird Foundation Repair and Waterproofing are your seawall repair specialists. Concrete, wood, or metal seawalls, Bluebird CFW has you covered. They have patented types of sealant and materials they use to keep your seawall protected. Plus, they use the latest in advanced pressure release technology that prevents cracks and restores the strength to your seawall. Bluebird has been servicing the state of Michigan for over 20 years. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are the number one seawall repair specialist. Go to bluebirdcfw.com and schedule your free estimate. That's bluebirdcfw.com.
I'm Brad Hoos, founder of the brand that makes the best flannel on the market, Muskox. We make 100% double brush cotton flannels that provide durability, comfort, and warmth using ethically sourced cotton and manufactured in conditions that we can all be proud of. We're passionate about providing the highest quality flannels around. To get your hand on the softest and toughest flannels in the market, go to GoMuskox.com. That's GoMuskox.com for the best flannel you've ever seen.